Thank you. Yeah. After this meeting, but I can prove that you're the officer of immigration. That's all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I had a, as I said, small child, but I had a big child. Thank you. Who would have thought that I'd have a blue-eyed baby with blonde hair, but it's tilting on ginger, so I'm rooting for the ginger. Because they say, oh, you know, like, there's not, you know, ginger is a minority. That's fucking bullshit. Ever since I got pregnant, everybody I see, I know everybody, I see all ginger, I see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Perverse, I'm perverse. Give it up for perverse. Just kidding. Shh. Talk about yourself. I don't know. Shut up. Thank you. What's the music again? It's so good. The music has to go to the 28 things like that.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you.
So he asked me if I wanted to open up for Van Morris and Shane O'Connor and Yellow Tango. And I said, nah, that's okay. No offense to anybody, but I just said no because I was down at my mom's in New York and I couldn't afford the bus ticket to get up there. Nah, that's all right. So a couple months later, my friend, rest in peace, pulled out a piece of scribble from Village Voice in New York and he put it. Yeah, I'm going to the show. I'm driving up the lane to the show. I was like, oh, cool. Let me see it. And it said Van Morrison, Shane O'Connor, Yellow Tango, John Lee Hooker. And so I went to the thing and I got maybe $2. This is back in the day. They fixed the payphones in America. And for 50 cents, you could call anyone in the United States at that time. Which is a fucking bargain. Big bargain. It was only 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes. But anyway, so I didn't have much time to tell him what a fucking idiot he was. So anyway, to tell him that this shit I fucked up, so 2 nights before I ran into my friend, I had this dream that was on the side, this big red, beautiful curtain. It was all black, dark, dark, dark. She knew people were there. So B.B. King was up by himself, playing. And he introduced John Hooker, and somebody brought in a chair, and John sat down, and before B.B. left the station, looked over where I was. John had sunglasses on, he looked over, and he went like that, and he started, and he just waited.
That was a kind of moment, for sure. Across from the street is this place called the Comedy Store. And it's free if you go, I don't know if it is anymore, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, it used to be, or 15 years ago, it used to be, if you went in early, the first hour where it may open, it's free. And which is awesome because a lot of times when people start coming, because you're like me, you go to the corner and you never go with anybody. It's not the script, but the CIA agent that I know so many of you guys are. Like the radar, seats, blah, blah, blah. But, so anyway, when I went kind of crazy, I was going to open mic. I was going to do it. But thank fuck God, gosh, that I didn't do it tonight. Thank God I didn't do it tonight.
Yeah, he's a mother. Thank you.